2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Heart of Utah, on Utah's Morning News.
We were first introduced to Ryan Grassley and Sam Durst in one of Mary Richards' earlier Heart of Utah features. A family relationship that began when they were just babies, and their parents would take turns watching each other's kids so they could go to school. Sam, you see, was born with muscular dystrophy. And it was the beginning of a friendship that took an unexpected turn a few years ago, strangely enough with a job opportunity for Ryan.
I found this company that has a cool off-road wheelchair, and I said, I know a guy, he'd be the perfect male model. and he goes bananas anytime he's included and able to do things that his normal wheelchair can't do. So we started going on cool adventures and started a TikTok channel, and now we've got 200,000 followers and millions of views a month, and Sam's a celebrity.
But it was about far more than just promoting a chair.
We're also trying to show the younger generation that's on TikTok that, like, you need to include everybody, regardless of their ability or who they are, that you could be friends with anybody and have a good time.
Equipped with the modus, the pair has now taken this message of inclusivity to places neither thought possible, including Utah's Delicate Arch. A memory Sam's dad, Roger, still gets choked up about.
You get to the top, the trail gets very narrow, and we were kind of waiting and telling people, you can go first, we're going to be a minute. And they're like, no, we want to see how this happens. And so we got him up there, and when we got to the top, the thing that was really neat were people were applauding.
My friends on KSL Outdoors Radio were so inspired with the message and effort that we marshaled the troops to get Ryan and Sam to another bucket list spot, this time at Bryce Canyon, where we witnessed the magic of Sam's smile as his laughter echoed through the Red Rock Canyon walls of Wall Street. Without words spoken between perfect strangers, acts of kindness and inclusivity spontaneously occurred. Hikers dropping their backpacks, cameras, and water bottles to get Sam through some tight spots.
They helped us lower Sam down through the wash and get him around up to the other side. And without hesitation, we see a lot of goodness in people in these experiences. We always hear about the bad in the news, but there's a lot of goodness out there in people that want to help.
Mr. Rogers used to tell us as kids to look for the helpers. And in a world more and more focused on inclusion, I'm happy to report there are many helpers among us.
Thank you.
You are welcome, my friend.
For Heart of Utah, I'm Tim Hughes.
Tim, I just don't know what to tell you. I needed to hear that, and I'm sure our listeners did too. That was just beautiful.
I wish more people could have the experience. It really was something amazing to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the story earlier this morning as we got to the end of our 3.5-mile trek, and it was the uphill side going out of the Queen's Garden Trail. There was a young couple there that saw us, and we were probably, 50, 60 yards from the top of the trail, and they said, can we help push? And we found out that they had just finished like a 12-mile hike of their own through other trails of Bryce Canyon, and they were on their honeymoon, and they wanted this to be a part of the memories that they carried through their marriage for the rest of their lives.
Beautiful.
I just have to say thank you to a couple of people that helped make all that happen. Bob Grove and Mark Wade from Road Trippin' with Bob and Mark. They join us on the Outdoor Show, and Bob will be on with us again tomorrow. But also Lance Syrett down at Ruby's Inn at Bryce Canyon. He, without hesitation, said, I absolutely want to make this happen.
Mm.
And so he facilitated rooms for Ryan and Sam's family to go down and have this experience. Great stuff on our Heart of Utah this week.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold.
In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.